This is Mercury, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
Mercury. It was Sunday and very hot. The holidaymakers flocked to the Hill of Mercury to rise 2,000 feet above the steamy haze of the valleys. For the summer had been very wet, and the sudden heat covered the land in hot steam. Every time it made the ascent, the funicular was crowded. It hauled itself up the steep incline, that towards the top looked almost perpendicular, the steel thread of the rails in the gulf of pine trees hanging like an iron rope against a wall. The women held their breath and didn't look, or they looked back towards the sinking levels of the river, steamed and dim, far stretching over the frontier. When you arrived at the top, there was nothing to do. The hill was a pine-covered cone, paths wound between the high tree trunks, and you could walk round and see the glimpses of the world all round, the dim, far river plain, with the dull glint of the great stream to westwards. Southwards, the black forest-covered agile-looking hills with emerald-green clearings and a white house or two. East, the inner valley, with two villages, factory chimneys, pointed churches and hills beyond, and north, the steep hills of forest, with reddish crags and reddish castle ruins. The hot sun burned overhead, and all was in steam. Only on the very summit of the hill there was a tower, an outlook tower, a long restaurant with its beer garden, all the little yellow tables standing their round discs under the horse chestnut trees, and a bit of a rock garden on the slope. But the great trees began again in wilderness a few yards off. The Sunday crowd came up in waves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?